Hey everybody, this is Scott from 9 Pound Hammer. You're listening to Mark After Dark in his special show dedicated to our friend and brother and music lover extraordinaire, Mr. Raul Mazzoli. Rock on, my friend.
Now, Ryder, I was surprised to find out that Raul also sang with a band called Slang. Can you tell me more about the music he played?
Well, basically, yeah, he had a band called Slang, which, if you've heard any of the music, is pretty damn rocking. And they were, you know, they played in his area, which is like the town that he's from is called Villa Strada. And I think it has a population of about 1,000 people. It's very small and it's in farmland. And I think the biggest problem was finding people to play with. And he'd had a couple of different versions of the band. They won a band competition, which allowed them to have a professional recording. That's why that stuff sounds so good. And he actually tried to start a band, Restart Slang, with some friends in the area, in the Dozzolo, Villa Strada area. And I'd gone to a few practices and they were really good. But the problem is just, you know, it's like starting a band anywhere. Just people can't commit, people are flaky, all that kind of stuff. But it was, what I got to hear was fantastic. It was really fun. And he was right. He had been writing new music and, you know, it just kind of was put on the back burner, but he was really good. He was a really good vocalist. And of course his heroes were like Ronnie Van Zant and Bon Scott. But I have to transcribe all the music to find out what the hell he was singing about. But some of it's pretty heavy. He's got a song called Cocaine, if that's any indication. Cocaina.
But talking about his music, let's hear Raul sing and let's play some slang and we'll be back.
Non c'è più niente che valga adesso per me. Non c'è più niente se non c'è niente per me. Non c'è più, sai che c'è, c'è che non sei con me. Non c'è più, sai cos'è, che ho bisogno di te. Sento freddo e sai, sento quello che sei. Non mi vedi oramai, non ci sono, lo sai. Sai, non è facile noi, prendi quello che vuoi, la mia vita già l'hai. Sono stanco e vorrei fare a meno di te. Sento freddo e lo sai, sento che è tardi ormai. Ma va bene così, basta che stai un po' qui. Da sola con me, ecco quello che c'è. Che sia abbastanza per me. Non c'è più niente che, nessun ma, nessun se. Non c'è più. Non c'è più.
Non c'è più. Non c'è più. Non c'è più. Non c'è più. Non c'è più, non c'è più, non c'è più, non c'è.
were getting closer and closer to the most unnatural kind of death. Beyond shock, beyond horror, into total terror. Murder runs wild. Blood runs cold. Deep red everywhere you look, everywhere you turn. Death is running with you. Deep red. It'll put you into deep shock.
G'day, folks, brothers and sisters. This is Angry Anderson from Rose Tattoo. I'm here with Mark After Dark.
Somebody
I would like to welcome to the Mark After Dark Show the illustrious Handsome Dick Manitoba. I wish we would have met under better circumstances, even though we have met many times in the past. Can you tell me how you and Raul first met? And secondly, why do you think so many people were drawn to him?
Raul Nizzoli. The only problem I have with that name is Siri is a moron because she always spells it R-A-O-U-L. I never met Raul in real life. We never had a speaking conversation, only on our cell phones. We only had a conversation where we could see each other. Raul had an amazing smile, and we just became friends. We would have been friends had we met each other, but it was a friendship born on two iPhones. And we never not... That's wrong. That's bad English. In other words, out of 150 phone calls, all 150 were us looking at each other, laughing, talking about all kinds of things. We actually became friends on cell phones. Even when we had the slightest of disagreements, there was always this respect, the respect that real friends have. We had it for each other. And when he sent those pictures in from going on the road, I said, oh, man, you know, this man helped me sell tons of photos and tons of posters. And he went on the road. I said, no, I need you to help me sell this. But his pictures every night was that beautiful smile and that happiness. You could see when someone's really happy. He was just so happy to be with Nashville Pussy and showing everybody the crowd and smiling and having fun with rock and roll, which is the way it's supposed to be. And you're not supposed to die that young. You're just not. He's a guy that was loved by a lot of people. And it's because he was a really cool and great guy. I only wish I met him in person. Raul, rest in peace, my brother. You are loved.
I'm in a moment. ton of dead men started going around robbing trains. You haven't changed a bit, you old jackass.
Anyway, before we end tonight's episode, Ryder, do you have any closing thoughts?
Yeah, and I'm just remembering the good stuff, you know? Like, you know, you don't want to focus on somebody being gone. You want to focus on what they've done for you and how, what of him we can carry forward. You know, what have we learned from having Raul in our life, and how can we keep this with us in tribute to not only who he is, but what it was that connected us all in the first place? It's the enthusiasm. And like, we can't lose that. Even in the light of tragedy, you cannot lose your love for music, because then you've lost everything. You know, like, he was a happy person, and you know, nothing made him happier than rocking the fuck out. And so this is the best way we can possibly pay tribute to him, is by rocking the fuck out. One of the most beautiful things that happened out of this was, in talking with his family, they were asking, you know, what kind of music should we play at his funeral? And of course the answer to that is Freebird. And in that little village that he lives in, there's one church. And you know that that church had to be the source of, you know, oppression, because it's a church. And the fact that they played Freebird in that church was just one of the most glorious things I've ever heard of in my entire life. And I think if he had known that they were going to do that, he might have actually sped up his own death just so it would happen. It's almost like a giant fuck you. You know, it's just the ultimate, like, oh my God. I'm so happy that his family made that happen. Like, that was just the best.
So, to end tonight's tribute to Raul Nozzoli, I would like to thank Ryder Size for taking the time out to do this interview. And I would also like to thank members of 9 Pound Hammer, also including Miss Georgia Peach, and of course, the legendary Handsome Dick Manitoba. And last but not least, I would like to thank my team, Laura Reynolds, and Andrew Berger, as usual, for all of their hard work. So in my usual sign-off to each and every one of you, goodbye, good riddance, and well, you all know the rest. There you go. Now take it away, Ronnie.
To see if I 'cause I'm as free as a bird.